For more Bible topics, go to www.biblebro.net. My name is Kent Owen, and the topic today is how the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God are the same. Now, I would suggest that you go to biblebro.net and you type in KOH versus KOG, and on the topic list, you can find how the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are the same. I know a lot of people who say that they are different, that the kingdom of heaven was given to Jesus while he was here on earth and that it had failed and it only includes this physical world, heaven, and that the kingdom of God actually includes everything that the kingdom of heaven includes plus some spiritual realm or whatever. But I have not found any evidence for that. But what I have found is a big list that has every instance where Jesus uses the word kingdom of heaven and the word kingdom of God. And my conclusion is that they are the same. And very quickly and up front, you can check out Matthew chapter 19, verse 23 and 24. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, "Verily I say to you, that rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you," which means I'm going to tell you the exact same thing over again, "it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." So what he's trying to say here is the kingdom of heaven is the same as the kingdom of God. Rich men can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. Camels can't enter into the eye of a needle. It's the same thing as the rich men entering into the kingdom of God. One thing to note about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God is that the word kingdom of heaven is only used in the Gospel of Matthew, while the kingdom of God is used in the Gospel of Matthew and Mark, Luke, and John. But when I compare all four of the Gospels together, I find some places where Jesus said kingdom of heaven in one instance, and then in the other instance he said kingdom of God. For example, if you look at Matthew 13:11, Jesus says, "Know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven." But in Mark 4:11 and Luke 8:10, he says, "Know the mysteries of the kingdom of God." Once again, look at Matthew 13, verse 31, and Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed." He says that the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed in Mark 4:30 through 31 and Luke 13:18. Matthew 18:3 says, "You must be like a child to enter into the kingdom of heaven." But he says, "You must be like a child to enter into the kingdom of God" in Mark 10:15 and Luke 18:17. Matthew 19:14 says, "Allow the children to come in, such is the kingdom of heaven." But he says, "Such is the kingdom of God" in Mark 10:14 and Luke 18:16. Here's the five times that the kingdom of God is mentioned in Matthew. He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God" in Matthew 6:33. He says the same thing in Luke 12:31. In Matthew 12:28, he says, "I cast out devils by God. The kingdom of God has come." He says the same thing in Luke 11:20. Matthew 16:28 says, "Some of you shall not taste death until you see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Mark 9:1 and Luke 9:27 uses kingdom of God instead of his kingdom, which means the kingdom of God is Christ's.